To understand trend following, it really helps to know the players, to know who they are, what they've done, why they've been successful, to get inside their heads, to see how they think. That's one of the many things we've tried to do with the book Trend Following. Likewise, you really want to dig into their psychology, understand their decision making. How do they view the markets? How do they measure the markets? How do they measure their own success? These are really key points to understand. A lot of people get overly fixated on formulas. They say, well, trend following to me, oh, just give me the formula. That's all I need. No, that's the guy that's probably going to fail. The guy that just wants the formula. The guy that thinks he's got some secret dust out there that he has to find, that if he sprinkles on himself, then he's gonna then be Bill Dunn once he sprinkles the magic dust on himself. That's just not the way it works. There's a certain totality to trend following. And the inner part, the human behavior part, the feelings part, the stuff that goes inside your head, how you operate on a day-to-day basis, your emotions. These issues are just as important. Frankly, they're more important than just saying, hey, I've got some formulas. See, the guys that go the, oh, I've got my formulas, that's all I need route, those are the quant jocks. These are the guys that think, you know, they, we're not saying they're not bright guys, very bright guys. But the reality is, there's a lot more that goes into it. I think that's one of the reasons I find the Sakota website so refreshing. Because Ed's not ashamed to get out there and talk about the real issues that go into a successful trading system. And from his perspective, and we would concur, it's much more than the formulas.